it is time for Arts Live and Local. Today's show, I wanted to, there's double dedication, going out to the progress and hoping for a lot more progress since tomorrow is 50 years since the march, the attempted march, and then the march from Selma to Montgomery, Bloody Sunday. May it never happen again. May we be able to make things happen in a peaceful fashion. Amen. A women. And that brings me to my second dedication. A women. Sunday is International Women's Day. And today is a special day for me. It's the 10th anniversary of my mother's crossing over. And so I'm dedicating this show to her and to all the amazing women who apparently didn't follow the statistics. They stepped out. They stepped ahead. She was the first woman in the country, we discovered, to study sanitary engineering. Sounds pretty grimy, but she was teaching public health in the university, and she felt it was important to know that stuff and to have her students know that stuff, so out she went. And I don't think I was as proud of her then, when I was a child, that is, as I've grown to be, understanding what tremendous odds her life struck out against. So, to all the women of the world.
Right.
Thank you, Kristen Lems. Well, it is a great time to be born a woman. On the other hand, women all over the world are still struggling, and we know about equal pay has not come even to the United States. Everybody's minimum wage needs to go up, but there's still a huge discrepancy between men and women, et cetera. And so we are celebrating. After all, if there weren't women, there wouldn't be nobody, right? So my first guest is a young woman, and I'm very excited to have her here. Rachel Speakman is here with me. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
And Rachel's life is just, yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, at least in my eyes. I hope you're as excited about it.
Sounds
Yes. So for her Astoria High School senior project, I'm going to let her tell you all about it, but she has curated a show of marine-themed collection of artworks with young artists from Astoria High School. And the extra beauty of it is that this is a benefit. The funds that will come from the sale of the art support Astoria High School art and fisheries program. This is happening in 50 minutes, folks, between 4 and 7 p.m. today at Imogen Gallery, which is on the corner of 11th and Marine Drive in Astoria. The address is 240 11th, but you can find it if you get yourself to 11th and Marine Drive. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. This is exciting. I have in front of me, I just took this away from Rachel, actually, because I saw how beautiful it was. Four of the paintings and drawings that will be in the show. Is that right? Are these all in the show?
Yep.
Okay. So how did this come about? Because not everybody is got a connection to the fisheries. Are you involved with the fisheries program, or you're involved, I know, with Fisher Poets Gathering? I'm wearing a t-shirt. I didn't do that on purpose, by the way. I'm wearing last year's Fisher Poets Gathering t-shirt, which was the design was by Rachel, and it's quite gorgeous. But what's your connection?
Well, my dad worked in the fisheries a lot, and I got more into it. I guess it's probably something in my genetics, but I love the fisheries, and I've been highly involved in the program at our school.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's really fortunate we have a hatchery at the school, which is really cool. So
I didn't even realize that.
Okay. I've really enjoyed the work that, you know, that I've been able to be a part of, and the experience that I've gotten from it. And I'm also really heavily involved in the art department. So
that I knew.
Yeah,
yes.
I decided to pair the two together, and I came up with this, which is a perfect tie of the two.
Mm-hmm. What about now? So that works for you. What about these other students? Are they all? They must all be involved in the art program.
Yeah.
Are they all involved in the fisheries?
Not all of them. No. They're all girls.
Okay.
And I handpicked some of, you know, some of the girls that I saw had, you know, some really good talent. And
mm-hmm.
So I saw who would, you know, who would do something for me. And, you know, I got a great feedback and, you know, some great pieces. So
you invited them to create pieces that dealt with
the marine
yeah. life. And then did you take all of the pieces they submitted?
For the most part, yeah.
Because these are wonderful.
I mean, these are
really high quality.
I know. I'm really happy that it came together as well as it has.
Yeah. What I'm thinking painting, and this one looks like drawing.
Yep. There's a couple that are mixed media.
Mixed media, mm-hmm. meaning like collage? Or what do you mean?
Like, yeah. There's one that's kind of like that. And there's one that's more on the mythical side,
mm-hmm.
and it's acrylic.
Mm-hmm. How many pieces are in the show?
I think there's seven. There were eight. There's seven total right now.
Okay.
And
it's just up today. Is that right?
Just today, yeah.
Just today from 4 to 7 mm-hmm. at Imogen Gallery. And sizes-ish?
Well, they range, you know. Mm-hmm. The salmon that I did are probably the biggest, and then it goes down to, you know.
Like about what when you say the biggest? Because I've seen some of your work.
About 30, I think it's 36
okay.
inches, yeah.
Yeah.
And then goes down to like 14.
By the way, did that sculpture that you made last year, did someone buy that?
Nope. Still sitting at the high school if anybody out there wants it.
That was an amazing piece. It was just like, where is someone going to put it? But it was fabulous. That was over at the Lovell Room.
Yes, it was.
Where it was displayed, yeah. Yep. And so, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. So yours is the largest. And what's the smallest? Like,
Probably, I want to say 12 by,
Okay.
Yeah, 12 by 8.
Okay. So, you are a senior, obviously, since this is your senior project. What about the other students who are involved?
Most of them are seniors, and then they're all upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really have many connections or ties with any of the younger or underclassmen this year.
Have you been taking art all 4 years?
I've taken every art class he offers.
Has Mr. Cherugino been there the whole time?
Yeah, he has. And he's been the only art teacher I've ever had, so it's pretty fantastic.
Oh, really?
I took classes when I was younger, just like as a summer camp. Mm-hmm. But he's the only professional teacher I've ever had.
Wow,
he's been extremely influential.
Well, obviously, it starts with your talent, but obviously, also he gets some credit because I understand that you're going somewhere special next year. What's happening?
Yeah. Well, I decided that I would apply to Chicago, School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and when I got in, it was kind of a surprise, and then it took some convincing on my parents' part, but it looks like that's going to be my new home next year.
That is very exciting, yeah.
I'm excited.
Is anyone else from Astoria going there?
No. I believe, if I recall correctly, I'm the first person in the past 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay. Well, you better no pressure, but you better do well because that will start people thinking about it at least.
Yeah, I hope so.
So did you realize that you would be so serious about the art earlier in life?
No.
So what has it come to mean to you, or how did this all happen? Well, now, your mother is an artist, too.
Yep.
That's true.
Well, my dad is, too, so.
He's a musician.
He does art. He's a metalsmith, too.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
My goodness. This is Jay Speakman and Diane Speakman. We're speaking. Oh. So what happened in you that made you decide? Did you have other ideas of what you might like to do when you grow up kind of thing?
Yeah, I was originally thinking, I was really interested in humanities, and I've always really been interested in, world culture and religion and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, well, art is a pathway for all of those different things. So it's like the best of both worlds, essentially. Yeah. And, I've done a lot of work with the journalism department, and I've done cartooning for them for the past 3.5 years now.
Oh.
And so that's a potential path that I could go down.
So you've been trying out
different
aspects
things, yeah.
of art, and you decided,
mm-hmm.
I like what you said, though, that art can lead you into all these different worlds that you're interested in, and when you're making art, do you go into a room and lock the door so nobody bothers you, or are you one of those people who can have the radio blaring and people screaming and yelling? And
well, it depends on, I'll turn to art for various reasons, whether it's out of, having a bad mood or a bad day or, venting, or whether it's, for someone or a professional project. So, sometimes I'll just go to the beach and I'll draw and, I'll have a zone. Other times I'll just go to my room.
Go to the beach and do, plein air? I mean, draw what's out there?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or go to your room and just vent. So as far as subject matter goes, now this particular show, again, is dealing with marine life. What are the kinds of stuff do you do?
Now,
I know marine's on the back of my shirt, too.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I know that I've done plenty of salmon in my lifetime. And
you're in the right. Whoa, what's going to happen when you go to Chicago?
And everyone's going to be like, ooh, salmon.
What is that? Where do you get those?
Someone said they saw that, and they're from New York, and they're like, oh, I like those eels. And I'm like, they're not eels.
Well, be prepared to have a lot of that.
Yep.
Because, people in the Midwest aren't going to have a clue what these are, but you'll be educating folks in many ways. So what other kinds of subject matter do you deal with?
I stay primarily with, nature-based. I've been getting more into portraits.
I was going to ask you, because you're very good, your drawing skills are very good too, so I wondered whether you do representational art in other areas as well. So portraits of humans?
Yeah, yep. I haven't really gotten much into painting, but I do a lot of, you know, just sketches, and that's it's a great base for, painting and getting into other forms of media. So
when you get to Chicago Art Institute, is that, what's the proper name?
The School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
Holy cow.
Or SAIC.
SAIC, School of the Art Institute in Chicago. Okay, got it. What is it going to look like there? I'm sure you've looked over and figured out, like, what are the core courses that you have to take?
I haven't entirely dived into that yet. But it's going to be a lot of, I'm going to pursue a Bachelor's of Arts, and with an emphasis in visual and critical studies. So that should be a 4 to 5 year program.
And what is critical studies?
It'll get me into writing and world culture. And hopefully, you know, a lot of, you know, worldly based ideas and philosophy. I'll have an opportunity to travel with that, and I can go study abroad. And so it's a big dream of mine.
Very exciting. You're saving your pennies, I hope.
I'm trying.
Okay, folks. Well, no, this sale doesn't go to Rachel, so this one goes to the school, which is a wonderful thing.
Yep.
Chicago is also sometimes known as the second city, with New York being the first, but that's pretty big in a country this large, and the Institute is a fantastic school. So
I'm very excited about it.
It's very exciting. And what kind of living do they do for young women there? Do you know? Do you have to live in a dormitory, or do you?
Yeah, they're working with, you know, mixed. Their dorms are gonna be mixed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. I'm excited for, you know, because it's a beautiful city. And the people there are fantastic, and, you know, everyone's very friendly. You know,
okay, we're going to quote her on this. Next time you meet a Chicagoan, that's wonderful. The radio doesn't always say that when it talks about the news from Chicago.
That's true.
But you will find the best parts of it, I'm sure. Yeah,
there's those niches, I suppose.
Oh, it's fantastic opportunities.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it depends on where you are, of course. But you know, it's going to be a big city, so there's new things I'm going to have to learn.
And where did you grow up, Rachel?
Astoria, Oregon. And it's a small town.
Have you traveled much?
Yeah. We go back to Maine every summer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So my dad really makes an effort to try and, you know, get us out and, you know, show me different places. And he shares a lot of his past lives with me. And
past lives. I like that.
Yep.
Well, it's wonderful. I'm very happy for you that you're following your dream. And anything can happen. We never know, you know, what direction you might decide to go in. But this sounds terrific. And this show that you've put together, I'm just so impressed. There are four pieces here. Who are the four? Well, who are the seven? Do you have the names of all seven of the artists?
Yeah, I can list them off the top of my head.
Okay,
So there's me, and then there's Ruby Reed, who's a senior, Chloe Hunt, who is a junior. There's Abby Thornton, who's a junior.
Okay.
Let's see. Sonia Ahrens, who's a fantastic artist, and she's a senior.
Two more.
There's got to be two more. Then there's Allie Ingmeyer, and Adriana Long.
Okay. Ooh, a lot of A's in there. Happy Adriana, Allie. Okay. Four up-and-coming artists, and from what I'm looking at right now, the four pieces I'm looking at right now, they're excellent, excellent work. So check it out, folks. From 4 to 7 today, you have an opportunity to get over to Imogen Gallery. That's on the corner of 11th and Marine Drive. And while you're looking at the Astoria High School work curated by my guest, Rachel Speakman, you can also take a look at last week's, the artwork of my guest from last week, which is George Wilson, who was part of Fisher Poets Gathering. He was the artist port to port. He's the fellow who speaks with a very strong North Scotland, Scottish accent.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, that was absolutely delightful. So it's going to be an all maritime shows up right now. So congratulations.
And thank you so much.
Best of luck to you in the coming years, and especially I hope your folks go ahead with your dream. Now that we've put the pressure on them by airing this whole thing,
yep.
What can they say? Okay. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And again, that's today. That's in 35 minutes. It's an unusual time because it's a Friday, and it's a special show, a one-shot deal. Got some music here from Marissa Anderson, who is playing at the Sou'Wester in Seaview, Washington, on the peninsula, tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. They have a whole festival going on, or a happening going on this weekend. And you can Google that, Sou'Wester Lodge, and find out all about that, because it's going on today, tonight, tomorrow, etc. But Marissa's work is independent, and you can have a concert of your very own. Is Marissa Anderson. It's a great album. She sent me two albums, actually, and I didn't recognize the name until she reminded me she was part of the Dolly Ranchers. For those of you who remember them, terrific band, used to come to Astoria. And so these are a couple of solo albums, and this one is her music, part of the Full Moon Weekend. That's the name of the weekend. And the other one is her playing traditional tunes, and she does both very well. So, Sou'Wester in Seaview, Washington. And right now I have my guests, two more artists. Oh, let's see if we can get you to... Yeah, good. Marga Stanley, whose voice is, you will recognize if you listen to Bedtime Stories ever. Marga does the Thursday evening bedtime stories, and they're just wonderful. They're not just for children, I can guarantee you that. And I'm going to let them tell you what their art form is. Christine Trexel is my other artist. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Whoop, how about I turn the mics on? Hi.
Hi.
There we go. And Christine was on my show, a couple of years ago?
Something? Yeah.
So, and she starts from, I was going to say scratch, but it's not scratch, it's dirt, basically, in the garden. So Marga's work ranges, and I have some of it myself, and you have seen it in many places in town. So the reason these two women are here is that they are both part of the Astoria Studio Tour 2015, which is happening in July. Like, what? Why are they on the radio? Well, that's because you out there listening can become part of this. And there is a submission deadline of April 30th. Now, even that is almost 2 months away. But the idea is to start making art, cleaning up your studio.
That's a big one.
That's why I would never qualify. Not to mention the fact that I don't make visual art, but the more difficult one would
cleaning,
be clean
yeah.
up the place. Yeah, and this is for either, I believe, artists who live in Astoria or show their work in Astoria,
or if they want to join together with an artist friend who is in the Astoria area,
okay.
has a studio here,
then they can do that.
They can do that too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's. Is this what they need to do? Go to Astoria Artists. With an S at the end, .org?
That's right.
Is that the best thing to do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And there's double A in the middle of that, AstoriaArtists.org. And that will give you the information on what you need to do. I think there's a download for it.
Yes, there's a download for a submission form. You can do everything on the site. Paul Heist has made the site, and it works beautifully.
Paul Heist, yeah.
And okay. one of the benefits of signing up early is that immediately 6 images of your work will be posted on the website. So each artist has their own page.
Right.
And according to Paul, that was the part of the website that got the most attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so, because I went to the site, and I must say I'm not very skilled with computers and websites and stuff, but it was very easy to negotiate.
It is, and you can even pay online this year. We had one young participant who said the only check she writes in a year's time is the check she has to write for the studio tour. Couldn't we do it online? And so Paul put it online. So now you can use your PayPal account.
Wow, that's great.
And having your images on that website is really beneficial to the artist. I sold a piece from that last year being online. So it's really a nice kind of shove.
Okay, no, that's really good information. So this is part of the tour. Now, let's back up a little. Again, the tour isn't until July. It's end of July, July 25th and 26th. But the submission deadline is April 30th. So that's 3 months in between the deadline and the tour.
Right.
And why does it need so much time?
We do develop a wonderful brochure that has a representative piece of each of the artist's work with a map showing the locations of each of the artist's studios. And it's laid out so that it's easy to drive from, you know, one section of Astoria to another. And so the time to design, develop, and print the map and brochures is part of the reason for the time in between. And also, we want to be able to get those brochures and the posters out to as many locations as possible. We're trying to advertise as heavily as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a number of visitors from the Portland area last year, and people even saying that they came to Astoria that weekend particularly for the studio tour.
Okay. And this is a 2-day event, as you noticed, the 25th and the 26th. It's Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, that's perfect. 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. So people can make it an event.
Yeah, make
and
it
then
weekend.
Do something
go
in
for
the
dinner.
Evening.
Yeah.
It's, once again, the arts elevates the economic happenings here in our area. You hear that out there? Okay, so those of you who only care about, you know, supporting the economy here, trust us, it really works. Now, let's have each of you. Marga, why don't you tell us what you're going to be, because you do printmaking as well as
I don't do printmaking, but I do watercolors, gouache, acrylics. I want to start doing oils. I do paper mache, mobiles and stuff like that. But it's and I'm not quite sure what the whole my whole thing will be. But I'm starting with some paintings and.
Okay, the reason I said, I guess that's right, I didn't mean print making, but
I do prints.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
And cards.
And some very whimsical concepts of Astoria and of homes, and it's absolutely delightful. And then one of my favorite things is the birds, the flights, the birds. You capture motion so...
Thank you.
So very well.
Thank you.
And
it's fun.
And tell, what is your art background? She just put up a zero, zero.
Just plodding along and picking up little things from here and there and everywhere and so, just experimenting. That's what's I find the pleasurable part of art is figuring out, you know, where to go next and trying something if that doesn't work.
So when you said you want to try oils, that's how you developed all of those? You just say, I think I'll try
this? And you talk to people and you watch people. And the artists in this area are really generous with their ideas and their helpful hints. And, you know, Art Walk, we all go around and look at different works and everybody's been really wonderful to me, you know, critiquing.
And your work is shown at Tempo Gallery. Seen that, which is between 12th and 14th, because there is no 13th on Commercial.
Yeah, and it's right beside Old Town Framing.
Right, which is the larger. It's also, Tempo Gallery is also the home of the Astoria Music Festival. Mm-hmm. So,
and this weekend I'm at the Fairweather Home and Garden gallery in Seaside.
Seaside, yes, because this weekend is their first Saturday Art Walk, right? Seaside and Gearhart both do first Saturday, and then Astoria does second Saturday. So, Christine, why don't you describe what you do? The end result is things like boxes and books.
Right.
But you start... I start
with the plants. So I make all of my own paper, and I make it from plants. It's cooked to process it, and then it's beaten in a little machine, and then the paper sheets, I form the paper sheets. And I know that you, I don't know, if it was you, Carol, or not, that had Lam Quang on.
Just, as you were saying that, I was thinking... Did you get out to their to their barn?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that. Lam and Kestrel, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same process. Lam works on a bigger scale than I do generally, and he does primarily lamps, whereas I use my paper to make books and boxes, jewelry boxes and little chests, and I like making things that have some function.
Well, how do you get the... substance the that it's strong enough when you're dealing with paper.
It's called bookboard. It's a type of cardboard that's really dense, and it's an archival material, but it's what's traditionally been used for many, many years for bookbinding. It's either been wood or bookboard.
So you place the handmade paper on that.
Right, it's glued onto that. So the pages are sewn together to make the internal part of the book, the text part, and then the cover is made from book board and often book cloth to give some strength at the hinges, and then the handmade paper.
And where is your gallery? Or where is your studio?
My studio is at my home. I have a great space in my basement. We have a daylight basement, so I have lots of light.
That's where we had the studio tour last year, and it was really, really well attended.
It was wonderful. It was fun. It was a nice large... You had three artists there, didn't you?
Kimberly Reed was there, too.
Right. Yeah. So is that what you're going to do this year? Or
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It worked really well.
Okay.
We didn't kill each other.
And I was going to mention that my work is also at Fairweather Home and Garden.
Oh, okay. This week?
It's there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And at Forsythia here in Astoria.
Oh, yes.
And right now I have a piece at the latest juried show in Cannon Beach.
Lovely. The one that's opening?
The one that's just closing.
Oh, the one that's just closing.
Yeah.
Because Substrates is opening tomorrow night from 5 to 7. And it's the ground upon which stuff is built. I thought that would fit you, too,
in a way.
That's nice that you're over at the Fairweather Garden because, again, you're kind of all mushed up with that organic material, really. So wonderful. Okay, so people, again, if you are interested in being part of that, and the idea that your work goes up on the web, just check out this website. If you're one of the artists around here, check out the website, and you'll go, okay, yep, I want my stuff up there, too, because it's very nicely displayed, and again, very easy to get to. AstoriaArtists.org. And any restrictions on the kind of art or
no
any sculpture? As a matter of fact, I think
is the more varied, the better, I think would be
fiber
what
arts.
You'd want to tell.
Fiber arts. You have photography as well. Yeah. Paul does that.
And I think it was, we sold a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Throughout the weekend.
Yeah, well, I thought last year's was quite nice. And the fact that you have it for 2 days is good. How many artists do you remember?
Or there were 35.
35. Yeah. So it is doable. Because when there's too much, sometimes it's frustrating.
Well, and if you can pal up with, you know, like we did with three at the same location, it works really nicely for the tour.
Right. And yet people are in personal studios rather than in a shop front.
Right.
And we're also demonstrating our work during the weekend.
Okay. People like to watch you do what you're doing.
Good. Okay. Well, this is great. Is there any other contact information that people need? Phone number if they have just questions, or can they ask questions on that site?
They can ask questions on that site.
Okay.
And the webmaster will respond quite quickly.
Okay, great. AstoriaArtists.org. Excellent. And again, the submission date, you've got almost 2 months. As a holder of a PhD in procrastination, I would say that that's plenty of time for you. Maybe not for me. So thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Christine Trexel and Marga Stanley. And I've got lots more music for you right now. This is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And hopefully you were listening this morning and you heard John Gorka zoomed in on fumes, I'm sure. He came all the way from Seattle. And as those of you who have been doing that lately know how bad the traffic is any time of day or night. So he got in just in time to be on Albert's show. So I'm just going to play one of his tunes. And this is from his newest album, it's 2014 release, and it's called Bright Side of Down. The name of the piece is Really Spring. And what I heard this morning was, if you've got some favorite John Gorka tunes, you can, I don't know whether you're going to send in a piece of paper or just shout them out, because he will do requests. This the concert is at the Liberty Theater, that's 12th and Commercial in Astoria. You can call them right now for tickets. The box office is open. Oh, we even know the person who is in the box office sometimes. And that is 325-5922, extension 55. And or you can stop by there and pick up your tickets. There will probably be tickets there tonight, too. If you do plan to just come in and get your tickets, don't wait till 7:30. Get there by 7, get your tickets, find your seat. They're not assigned seats, so you can choose where you want to sit. Here's John Gorka. And this is a benefit for Coast Community Radio, so do come.
Spring and not just a thaw, I'd get out my colored pencils and I'd set about to draw. For soon there would be flowers and soon there would be green, my yellows and my blues to match the greenest green I've seen. And I would draw the bird song, turning fine and bright. I'd draw them from my memory if I lose my ear or sight. In spring some bound to sorrow, the remnants of a grief, or maybe just the weight of time on the structures underneath. And I can walk the dirt roads and I will not fear for ice. Like the snow, it's all gone underground. Boots to pay the muddy price. I will draw the world at morning, coming out of night. I will draw the world the way it is, but I'll make it feel alright. this were really spring and not just a tease. I declare our side the winner, me and winter on our knees. If this were really spring and not just a tease, I declare our side the winner, me and winter on our knees. Me and winter on our knees.
John Gorka, and actually, you should go over there and get your ticket, so give a call, again, 503-325-5922, extension 55, because they are reserved seats, so you can pick and choose your seats, but you need to go, and you can just show up at the door and buy your tickets, and get there early if you're going to do that. And got some more music for you from Melville, which is going to be at the Adrift in Long Beach, and that's Sunday night through Tuesday night, 7 p.m. That Adrift, my goodness, they have music every night. They bring in artists for two, three, one night. And so you have a chance to catch it. It's the Pickled Fish. That's the name of the venue that does the music part. And they're in Long Beach. And I'm going to give you a listen to Melville. I just wanted to let you know, again, you got 15 minutes to get over there. Now, that's not true. Rachel and the Astoria Artists are at Imogen from 4 till 7. So the reception is from 4 to 7. You can go anytime up till 7 and check out the work and be proud of our art department. As we all know, art gets cut first and foremost in this country. And we are very lucky to have a terrific art department. You can go over and have a look at the results. And also tonight from 6 to 8 at the Pine Grove Community Center in Manzanita is Spirit Dance. It's every Friday night from 6 to 8. And the Astor Street Opry Company opens The Real Story of Little Red Riding Hood. It's running through the 15th of March. So that is two weekends. And it's Friday at 7 and then Saturday and Sunday at 2. Yoga Festival is running all this weekend in Cannon Beach. We talked about that a couple of weekends ago. They have everything going on there. It's an amazing festival. Cannon Beach Yoga Festival .com is how you find out. And you can go to any one of the workshops or the fabulous Kirtan concert that will be happening on Saturday night. And that's at the Surf Sand. El Niño, let's see. That's at the Surf Sand. Okay, there's the Fauna Show at the NCRD from 4 to 6 today. Again, that's a short one. 4 to 6 today is the opening. And that supports United Paws. And then the Seaside High School is offering Footloose at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and the Sand Trap has a band called the Student Loan. Okay, let's hear a little bit of Melville. Again, they will be at the Adrift Sunday through Tuesday.
Present
listening to the band Melville. And again, they'll be at the Adrift in Long Beach at the Pickled Fish, Sunday through Tuesday. And let's see, what else is happening tomorrow night? Well, we mentioned Marissa Anderson at the Sou'wester, which is in Seaview, at 8:30. Astoria Visual Arts, they're selected as, there's tomorrow, is the, I think, I don't know if the deadline's happened yet. Check out AstoriaVisualArts.org. They're offering that outrageous artist in residence, 3 months at a studio. So check it out, AstoriaVisualArts.org. Tomorrow's the day they select the artist. But they may have already weaned down. Tolovana Arts Colony is offering Milagro Bilingual Theater at 4 p.m. at the Coaster. And there's a workshop at 2:30 to 4:30 at Tolovana Inn, El Niño Diego. River Band Players audition 10:30 a.m. tomorrow for The Foreigner at the NCRD. A special night at the World Kite Museum at 6 p.m. in Long Beach. And the Bay City Arts Center celebrating the Nestucca High School students 5 to 7. Great Vows and Monastery Jizo Fest ceremony for children who have died. And that is tomorrow from 3 to 5:30 in Klatskanai. Gearhart Art Walk from 2 to 5. And Seaside Art Walk from 5 to 7 or 8. Cannon Beach Gallery opens Substrates from 5 to 7. And the Voodoo Room in Astoria is offering Sky Colony. And here is some music from Selma. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the Selma to Montgomery walk that brought the Voting Rights Act.
Someone prayed for me. Someone sung for me. Someone, they marched for me. Someone suffered and died for me.
And they didn't even know.
No. Right.
You may look around one day and it'll be outside. Someone prayed for me.
Someone
sung for me.
Someone they marched for me.
Four corners and Jim Claus. even know my name. They didn't even know my name.
Someone died for me, and they didn't even know me. Martin, Mega, Jimmy, Viola, and countless others, known and unknown. They died because they wanted a better life for me, and they didn't even know my name.
Amen. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery March. Bloody Sunday. Sunday is International Women's Day, and again, I dedicated my show to both of these issues, including to my mother, who died 10 years ago today. And I would urge you to listen to, check out our website, coastradio.org, and listen to Michael McCusker's show from yesterday morning. It's an archive show, but it's right on about with Betty Friedan, the feminine mystique, and New York Times articles. It was incredible. So thanks for listening, folks.